were to die right now, would you be ready for heaven? If you suddenly lost your life, would you be ready to go? If there were no time for praying and no time to say goodbye, would you be hell or heaven bound in the twinkling of an eye?
Friend, my name is Sammy Fry, and I'd like to thank you for listening to the tape. And if I may, I'd like to share a brief word of testimony with you. It was the summer of 1977, and I was selling books door to door in Sweetwater, Texas, when a man asked me a piercing question. He said, "Sammy, if you were to die right now, would you go to heaven or would you go to hell?" I told him the truth that day. I said, "Sir, I don't know." He then told me this, that the Bible says, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." He said, "Sammy, are you a sinner?" I said, "Yes, sir, I am." He then said that the Bible says that the wages of sin is death, death being separation from God eternally, forever. He said, "Sammy, if you die lost in your sin, that's your condition and that's your destiny. But the good news is that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life, and that God commendeth his love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us." He said, "Sammy, Jesus died for you. Jesus loves you. He came, he lived, he died to pay for your sin and mine, and that I needed to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved, that whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." I didn't do that day, but later that summer I knelt in my little apartment and prayed a prayer something like this: "Dear God, I am a sinner, and I am so sorry. And I believe with all my heart that Jesus lived, and he died, and he rose again for me. And the best I know how, I ask you right now, Lord, please come into my heart and save me." Folks, that day I received Jesus Christ as my personal Savior, and I can tell you this, my life has changed. Now I have a new song to sing. The Bible says, "Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away, behold, all things are become new." In John 1:12, the Bible says, "But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God." And I'm so thankful that on that summer day I became a child of God. Today, I want to invite you and encourage you, if you've never been born again, if you've never received Jesus as your Savior, why don't you right now take a minute, bow your head and heart to God, admit your sin, and trust Jesus as your Savior, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. I promise you this, you'll never regret it. I never have. If you make this decision, I'd love to hear from you. Thanks so much for listening, and God bless you.
If you were to die right now, would you be ready for heaven? If you suddenly lost your life, would you be ready to go? If there were no time for praying and no time to say goodbye, would you be hell or heaven bound in the twinkling of an eye?